You know that website? I've been on the website trying to get a little bit more information about that explosion, what they had at Smethwick's factory.
Right.
And I can't get anything, nothing will come up about that.
Right. Your brother was there.
My brother worked there, but I remember it. I saw it going off, though.
So what year was that?
They'd be about 1952.
So this factory blew up?
Yeah, I can remember it, because I was sat, it was at the end of the Springs Road, and it was just sat at the side of the River Chore. And there was a tremendous bang, and everybody looked round, and all the roof and everything went up. There was slates and timber and everything, metal. It went hundreds of feet into the air. And so we all went across, because, like I said, my brother worked there. And what had happened, the main flywheel on the big engine, that disintegrated and it blew up, and it took all the warehouse and everything, went out onto Preston Road. Some of it went through a wall there in a house, buried an old guy under a chair, and then threw that house and damaged some property in the street after. And it was a miracle. There were only one person killed in that. There were a lot injured. And it was a mass. I can still remember.
And which factory was that?
It was the official name was North Street Mill, but they called it Smethwick's. I think they were the people who owned it at the time.
And where was it?
That was just, where B&Q is now. That's where the mill was.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look, as you're going up Preston Brow, it's probably difficult, you need to get out of your vehicle and go near B&Q. You could probably see it better from B&Q's car park. If you look at that row of houses running parallel with Preston Road, Preston, it's Preston Street, that actually, but we always used to call it Preston Brow. Houses, you can see where it's different brickwork. In a couple of the houses, right. Where it took all the side in, you can still see it to this day.
Right.
It was either 1951 or 52, because I know I wasn't very old at the time. Because he's exactly 10 years older than me, Arnold. So when he worked there, if he were 16, I'd be 6. Mm. Now, what year would that be? I was born in 45, so it'd be 51. Mm.
I know I was at home, I wasn't married.
Yeah. I'd be about 6. He was 15, but maybe worked there till he was probably about 16. But probably 51, 52.
And he was in there when it blew up?
When it blew up, he was on Pratt Road. Mm. Because the foreman grabbed him when he was running out.
Mm.
And he was telling, he said, all the mill...
Oh, he knew it was going to go up.
You knew, because what happened, you know when they were on about the looms?
Yeah.
Driving from the main engine. Everything started going faster, all looms and everything, they were racing away because of this engine. So what the weavers did, they shut all the looms off. So then the engine wasn't driving the looms, so when that made it worse, they just run faster. Mm. And the flywheel completely disintegrated.
I was sure Albert saw this girl with her leg off.
It took her leg off.
It was
like I say, it was 15, 16, and they were carrying people out with their leg missing. And one bloke got hit in shoulder with a big coping stone, and it came right through the window and hit him. But our Albert were running out through the door, he said, because all the mill was shaking.
The main columns,
he said, they were like rubber. He said, they're all going like that. It was a four-story mill, lad, and it was all wobbling.
Mm.
He said, so he run out, and this woman grabbed him. He said, don't panic.
Mm.
And he run up. There used to be a garage on. Well, it's still there, the garage. Yeah. That was called Northern Garage.
Mm.
And there was a gate there where you could get to the factory. And he run up there, up the cinder path, in his bare feet.
Mm. Right. Why was he in his bare feet?
He used to work in the bare feet then. In the spinning, they always worked in the bare feet for some reason.
So was he on a mule spinner?
Yes, that's what he was working on. Anyway, like I said, when he got to the top, that's when it went off. So he went back in and helping everybody, the injured people and everything.
Well, do you know, he told me years after that, we never realised he was always a bit, he's different than us, Albert, and he's always a bit on edge and a bit, you know. And he said to me, he went to Common Bank after that, he said, and he said he was nervous. He said, anytime any noises, and he's been like that, and he's very agitated now. Mm. We never got no counselling in nothing.
No, there's no such thing.
He said, this bit of a bang, anybody knew me.
I mean, all those people during the war and things, you know, nobody bothered then, did they? You just had to live through it.
What happened with that machine? Have you ever seen any thoughts of these old engines and everything.
Not really.
It was a big drum with ropes on it.
Mm.
Right, and they used to say it were like a 20 rope or such a number of ropes. That's how big the machine, the engines were. And they were a massive steam engine. The pistons were from here to van longer.
It's unbelievable if you've not seen.
And what happens, like I said, with the steam engine, there were like three, they were like cannonballs like on a slide. Right, so when they used to start going faster, they came out with centrifugal force, and the top came down and pressed the valve to slow it down, slow the engine down, so we'd only have got so much power all the time. Right. Now what happened, the pin had come out of the governor, so when they were spinning round, it didn't slow it down, and they just kept going faster and faster. And then the guy who tried to stop it, tried to get in these toilets, and a big piece of the flywheel hit him back and chopped him in half.
Oh my goodness.
He was the only one who died. It was a miracle. This warehouse and everything, it just blitzed it out onto Preston Road.
It was a miracle. You don't know me, girl, you won't remember it, but